So may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, I hope as you were following along and trying to figure out where you were, that you realize that these are very hard texts today, in English or in German. But the words that I want to share with you come from Luke, and they have to do with hospitality. Hospitality. Whoever welcomes you welcomes the one who sent you. Whoever rejects you rejects the one who sent you. We were willing and ready to share hospitality to some young people from Germany. Well, let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about why all of this is even taking place. You see, over 500 years ago, the Reformation happened. The Reformation happened so that we, those of us who didn't think that you needed to go through someone else, or that you needed to give money, or you needed to give things in order to know who God is. So the Reformation happened as Martin Luther hung those theses on the wall of the church, the door of the church. And at that point, the world began to change even more. We too are in the midst of a revolution, of a reformation, of a spirit-filled time. 200 years ago, our ancestors from Germany made it to this part of the state to build a Reformed church, a German Reformed church. Now, you see, Jeff and I have had these kind of conversations because he's not German and I am, and I've heard many of these stories from my grandparents. As the church needed to find a place where they could worship the God, our God, in freedom. So many of the churches from the northern part of Germany, the Westphalia area, traveled and came to the wilderness of Ohio, is how it was called. And the churches were planted and they grew. Some were evangelical, some were reformed. But also there were many that came from the congregational side of our church and the Christian side. And Ohio became this melting pot of churches. Many gathered together so that at one point when those that were evangelical and reformed, they decided, we have a lot of the same things. We ought to be able to worship together, figure things out. And so they became the evangelical and reformed church. And then the congregational and the Christian side, the Puritans, the Pilgrims, the Christian church with a small c, decided, well, we have a lot of things that are alike, and so I think we can worship together. And so they formed the congregational Christian churches. But then in 1959, well, probably years before that, because lots of talks were happening, the evangelical and reformed churches and the congregational Christian churches decided we have a lot of things in common. We ought to be able to worship together. And so we became the United Church of Christ. 59 years ago, the church was formed as the United Church of Christ. Grace, the ancestors, came and formed a church in downtown Lancaster. It was a reformed branch of the church. And some of the churches that are evangelical and reformed background are still very evangelical and reformed background. But the one thing I've noticed about Grace is that, yes, we might have come from a German background, but the world is open to feel the freedom of grace in Christ. Hospitality. Hospitality has helped us to grow and to be who we are. When we open our arms, when we help one another, when it doesn't matter who anybody is, there's always room for one more. That's what the table is about. That's what God's grace is about. We don't have to all look alike, although we look close to alike here. We don't all have to think alike. We don't all have to believe and agree. But we do have to show God's hospitality, that there is room always for one more. There's room at the table. There's room in our lives. There's room in our prayers. There's room in God's heart always for one more. So as we heard the striking words from German, how many of you knew where we were in the scriptures when Ron was reading them? See, tried. In my family, growing up, my grandma and grandpa read us the Bible in German. So I might not be able to speak it, but I can follow along at certain places. Now, that was a little bit harder when we were in Germany about 8 years ago for my sabbatical. Thank goodness AJ had had at least 1 year of German under him, so that when we were driving around, we had some idea what we were looking for. He figured it out. And as we began to pay attention to different words and different ways, those words from my childhood came back. When we met with our family, the Kohlhorst family in Germany, and I forget the name of the town, my dad tells me all the time, but I can't remember, but it's a German farming community just north of the Port of Westfalica and Bielefeld. And there are Kohlhorsts that live on this farm. And we met the family there. There are red-headed German Kohlhorsts. So AJ went, oh, good, I do fit in. And the matriarch, our family seems to be a matriarchal family, but the matriarch did not speak English, but her great-grandchildren did, somewhat. And they all gathered, and we had this large, large table in the front room. We had tea and cakes, and we gathered. And it didn't matter that we couldn't understand every word. There was room at the table for each one of us. You see, hospitality is about God filling our hearts. So as we look ahead to the next 200 years, and as we look behind to the last 200 years, let us remember that hospitality, God's love, fills us. Let us go knowing that. So when we gather around this table in just a moment, let us know that there is always room for one more. Thanks be to God that we are blessed with hospitality. Amen.